Thank you, family, for coming in today's Kenny Copeland Ministries. A Miracle Inside of You, June 19. Happy Father's Day to all the dads. Happy Father's Day to all the mothers out there that put in for us fathers. May the Lord bless you and keep you, make his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift up his countenance, and give you peace. A miracle inside of you. Zechariah 4:6, not by might nor by power, but my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Amen. I want to thank you, everyone, for listening in today. Thank you so much that you're here in the right frame of mind, honoring our Father in heaven for this Father Day. Let's go ahead and bless him. Thank you, our Father, who art in the heavens. Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, Lord. Your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Thank you so much for coming out today. I have been exercising and walking and have not been recording in the morning. It seems like sitting too long in the morning is not healthy for this time and age for me. So, but today I make an exception. Today is Miracle Day, Sunday. And it just so happens that our Kenny Copeland college curriculum is From Faith to Faith. I happen to be a miracle inside of you. And Kenny Copeland goes on to say, I remember the first time I went with Oral Roberts' crusade team to a healing meeting. I was a student and a member of his aircraft crew. I had been a believer a little over 4 years and knew so little about the things of God, especially meetings like these. However, I was part of the team and eager to learn. I followed the team inside the huge auditorium. It was filled with sick people. The place smelled, it was so full of disease, just walking in these scents. Their scent chills of fear up my spine. I turned around and headed for the side door as fast as I could, talking to God under my breath. Listen, I don't belong here, I told him. I'm getting on a Greyhound bus and heading home right now. They can get that airplane home without me. Once I was outside the door, I started talking louder. Then suddenly I froze. My feet wouldn't move. I knew it was God who stopped me because inside I was still on my way to the bus station. But outside I was stuck to the sidewalk. I looked up and hollered, turn me loose, but I couldn't move. Desperately I prayed, please let me go. I don't have anything for those people. That's when God spoke to me. Every cell in my Emmy heard it. He said, I know you don't have anything to give them, but I do, and that's why I baptize you in my spirit. My feet suddenly turned loose, and I knew I had a choice. One was life, and one was death. So I turned around and went back. I was ready to run, but God stopped me. He knew he was in me, and if I just stay and stir up what was inside me, miracles would happen, and they did. You have the same miracle working God inside you, and there are people all around you who need him. So quit waiting to feel like you have the power to do it and get out there. Once you do, you'll discover that the power you've been waiting on has been right there inside you all the time, waiting on you. Scripture reading for today is Exodus 3, 1 through 14. Let's go ahead and go over there to Exodus, and then after that, I will be praying, just like Kenny Copeland, for the sick, for the people that need a miracle, for your finances, for the Lord to square you up once and forever. Amen. Oh, let me go ahead and pray right now. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, that Jesus, you said that whatever they give to me, I will fix, and it'll never be a problem again. Lord, I pray, Lord God, for these individuals, Lord God, that you will fix their health, their healings, Lord. Make them brand new, Lord God, as you commanded them to be, in Jesus' name. By the power of the Holy Spirit in me, we ask that good things come about in your lives. Be made whole in Jesus' name. Heal, be healed, be made whole in the name of Jesus. Be established in the kingdom of God. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Bones come together. Emotions be bound up and healed in Jesus' name. Disease, I command you to leave the people's body right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get out of their body. You're out of jurisdiction, disease. You're out of jurisdiction, sickness. I command you to leave their body right now in Jesus' name. I command prosperity to come from the east, the north, and the south, and the west, and overtake the people. I command money and resources to come to the people's pocketbook, to their savings account, and to be fully capable of obtaining anything they need in Jesus' name, for the Lord has paid the price for them, for their health and all the good things that go in store with it. In Jesus' name. Exodus chapter 3, verse 1 through 14. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the back of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of a bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. Then Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush does not burn. So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. Then he said, Do not draw near this place. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrow, so I have come down to deliver them out of the land, out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up from the land to a good and large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me, and I have also seen the oppression which the Egyptians oppresses them. Come now, therefore, I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh, and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? Who am I? So he said, I will certainly be with you, and this shall be a sign to you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain. Then Moses said to God, Indeed, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, The God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they say to me, What is his name? What shall I say to them? And God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent you. I am has sent me to you. Amen. Now remember right here on verse 12, a sign that I have sent you. Verse 12, when you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain. Very interesting that God showed Moses an end picture of what it's supposed to look like. You know, Moses' question was, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh, that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? And then God said, I will certainly be with you, That's the key right there that we often miss, that the Lord God is with us, so we have to be spiritually up and inclined and early to bed, early to rise in prayer and be in spirit. And this should be a sign to us. This should be a sign that I have sent you. When you have brought the people of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain. In other words, God took him through all the emotions. He took him through all the things. He took him through what his imagination would be to be back on the mountain with all the people worshiping him. So that's one of the reasons Jesus said, if you imagine and believe, you receive. See yourself walking whole. See yourself heal. See yourself establishing a good purpose. See yourself moving forward and obtaining the things that you need. See yourself act as if, and because the Lord God is with us, when we're acting as if, we're saying to those things that hold us back, you've been defeated by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. I am more than a conqueror through Christ that loves me. Greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. No weapon against me will prosper, but with God, all things are possible. Amen. We declare the word of God unto our circumstances and act as if. The Lord said, I will be with you. I will establish you and put you for my purpose, says the Lord. I will use you, your voices, to reach out and bless my people in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, may the Lord bless you and keep you and establish you and cause you to prosper. Smile on you and hold you and fix you. Nothing missing, nothing broken. The blood of Jesus establish you. In Jesus' name. Go in peace and enjoy this day.